There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. Find us wherever you get your podcast. Rate us, review us, give us 5 stars, please. And go to saintshappyhour.com and become a patron. We have a great community. Our Discord has been popping all draft weekend. Me and Kevin have been in there constantly. So you can get that if you become a patron. So you should do it. So me and Kevin are going to review day 3, Kevin. And I'm going to start this way. I have real hope now for the Saints because of this. You know, last night they traded up for Kool-Aid McKinley, who by all accounts is a good player, rated by most experts as a first round pick. But me and you, our biggest thing was like, it's not that they traded up and they gave up the 2 fifth round picks. Me and you were like, they're doing the same old things, man. They're going to burn more assets in 2025.
Right.
And they're going to trade up into round 4, burn a third for next year, and it's going to annoy us. They can't keep doing this, but they didn't. They held steady. They didn't do any trades. They have their entire draft for next year except the 7th, whatever, that doesn't matter. So that's fine. So I think that the reason this gives me hope is the Saints at least understand where they are. They understand the assignment. And they've stopped mortgaging the future, draft picks, salary cap, whatever. They're slowly stopping doing that, and they're changing course. It's not maybe as abrupt as people want. It's more like a battleship sort of steering one way. But I was happy, and that gives me hope, because if they would have traded up, I wouldn't have cared who it was. If they'd have burned a 2025 third to get whoever in round 4 today, I'd have been beside myself with rage. I'd have been like you last night, but because they didn't, I feel better about this draft. Before we get into the players, just your thoughts on what you saw for the draft and today.
I was so disheartened by last night that I did not watch.
Yeah.
Much of it, I think I watched maybe a grand total of 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and it was before the Saints even picked at 150. I was watching something, and then I went over to a buddy's house, and I've spent the last I think the last 7 hours over at this guy's house watching NBA playoffs recording
the thing
other
is,
podcasts
well,
about stuff.
Once you get so, to like, go
yeah,
ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm so I was looking on Twitter and checking the Discord when people would get drafted or when people would offer ideas.
That's what
up.
Most people do day 3. You know, we got Jazz Fest, got Pelican stuff. I got kids.
Yeah,
stuff.
Well, Pelicans fans should be embarrassed they did not. Well, no. The Pelicans should be embarrassed because they got blown out at home in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The fan base should be embarrassed because that bottom bowl in the building did not look full. And then everybody basically got up and left. Like, I'd get that they were being washed, but it's a playoff game and you need to show up looking good on national television.
Today,
and it's goddamn embarrassing.
Wait till Monday, my friend.
Yeah, well, whatever. So I was basically just, I was frustrated and annoyed by the round 2 pick, and I spent most of the day trying not to think about the draft because all I was going to do was be worried that Loomis was going to use 2025 assets. And then I started to think, listen, he could still use some of these assets here and trade up into the middle or the late round, fourth round, and get a person if they really felt they had somebody. And they didn't. I mean, they stood pat, and then they waited to pick 150, and then with pick 150, they took a quarterback, which nearly set me off again, because why? Like, I get people don't like Derek Carr, and I get the idea of, well, if you want, people want to get rid of Derek Carr and yada, 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 but if Derek Carr gets hurt, or if Derek Carr sucks, like, worse than everybody thinks that he sucks anyway, the team's screwed anyway.
Yeah.
So, why are we using
a
pick? It'd be one thing if the Saints had, say, picks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If they had literally one pick in each round and they used the fifth round pick on Spencer Rattler, I would not be bothered by it. If they had a fourth round pick and used that on another tackle or a guard,
mm-hmm.
and then they took Spencer Rattler with the fifth round pick, I would not be as bothered by it. It's the fact that there was such a wide gulf between picks, and with everything that the Saints need, they choose a quarterback.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, like, once you get into, like, the fourth, like, the beginning of the fourth round, like, the draft picks have, like, an 87% chance of, like, not making the roster. The thing I'll say about Spencer Rattler is 3 years ago, that dude was talked about as the number one pick overall or a first round pick. He's got all the skills. He's a great thrower. This pick to me, it feels like this is a Randy Mueller pick. Randy Mueller, of course, previous Saints GM. He was back with them, doing work for them, consulting with them. He really likes Spencer Rattler. This feels to me like a Randy Mueller influence pick. And the thing is, Kevin, like, we know Derek Carr is not the guy. So I don't mind the Saints taking a shot with a quarterback, like, every year. Just like, we're going to draft a dude and we're going to see if it pans out. Maybe he's a backup. Maybe he's a dude. Whatever.
I get it.
The thing is that frustrating. They traded up last year for Haener. That's why this pick annoys me a little bit.
So, right. So you have that as well. And again, I don't mind the rolling the dice on a quarterback pick in the draft. But again, I'm looking at the circumstances of the team.
Mm-hmm.
This team, great. Like, I'm sure and really hoping that Fuaga turns out to be good, if not great, and is the Saints' starting tackle, whether it's the right or the left, for the next decade. Mm-hmm. I hope Kool-Aid McKinstry comes out and kicks ass. In fact, for both his sake and Mickey Loomis, more Mickey Loomis's sake. But this team still needed another tackle, another guard. They needed edge help. They needed another wide receiver. They needed another tight end.
Yeah.
Which, fortunately, like, you know, this Bub Means character.
I love this.
I hope he works out. I hope he can come in and immediately make, you know, the signings of Equanimeous Brown, Stanley Morgan, and Cedric Wilson Jr. I hope he makes them irrelevant to a degree, because then that means he's good enough to make the starting.
I love it.
53 or 52.
I love this pick. Granted, Mel Kiper, he's 134 overall, but I love it because, to me, his forte at Pittsburgh was he understands that he has to block. He likes to block. To me, he's Traquan Smith potentially, but his RAS is better. His RAS is a 9.4. Traquan's was in the 6.7, right?
So I'm looking at his 2023 season. He had 41 catches for 720 yards and 6 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. If he brings, say, 30 catches, 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, that's great.
Yeah.
If again, if he's a four.
Yeah.
If he's a four, he's great.
So I love that. I like that pick. Excited. Plus, his name is Bub, and that's fun to say. We can like if he's bad, we can just make Bub. You got to catch the ball, Bub. Like this draft for the Saints, like the all named. It's an all time name draft, which we love. So I love that pick.
Right, and then we grab Jalen Ford, mm-hmm. who it's like okay. I guess because I'm still hung up on the fact that we have so many other holes or real needs,
mm-hmm.
like I was taking linebackers in my mocks,
mm-hmm.
but I kept taking, you know, trying to fix the offensive line or, you know, I would get other things. So it's almost like compound interest here with me. It's like once you fuck up and then you keep not going after the thing that we need, I'm going to point at this and go, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah. Well, the thing about Ford that I like is he started a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And he's a coverage line. Like he is a coverage linebacker. And the thing with the NFL now is your linebackers need to cover. Like you can't have just the big thumping run stuffing linebacker. Teams eat them alive. Like you,
right.
that's not linebacker anymore. So I like this pick. And two, Mario Davis, 35, Pete Warner went from really good in 2022 to kind of terrible or mediocre last year,
right.
2023. So like adding a linebacker to the mix, I like it. Hey guys, this concludes this episode of Saints Happy Hour Podcast, but me and Kevin are going to do an extended patrons-only version of Day 3. We're going to do the rest of the picks. We're going to do the UDFAs. It's amazing. Go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron, $7 a month. It's the best $7 you'll spend all football season long. Get the best Saints coverage, get the most fun Saints podcast. Support the show. We need you. Do it now. Thanks for listening.